Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano toured the damage in Staten Island as one of the agencies in her department, FEMA, has received high marks so far. Politicians and even some survivors of the storm have praised the Federal Emergency Management Agency for its response. NPR's Brian Naylor reports that's partly due to lessons learned 7 years ago in Hurricane Katrina.
For Staten Island resident Deb Smith, whose house was flooded by the storm surge from Sandy, the Federal Emergency Management Agency has been a savior.
FEMA, listen, what a hell of an organization. I got on the phone with them yesterday. I got my claim number in already. The guy's going to call me in a couple days. He's going to come out and estimate. And they said, listen, whatever doesn't work, they're going to help us put stuff in storage.
The reviews are almost as glowing from New Jersey Governor Chris Christie and other local officials in the Mid-Atlantic and Northeast. They've praised FEMA for being prepared before the storm and responsive immediately afterwards, two things the agency was not when Hurricane Katrina slammed into the Gulf Coast in 2005.
FEMA is a very different organization than it was during Katrina.
That's Senator Joseph Lieberman of Connecticut, who chairs the Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee. His committee helped spur post-Katrina reforms at the agency, reforms Lieberman says have proved themselves during Sandy.
It was proactive, and it didn't used to be. It doesn't wait for the storm to hit. It pre-positions personnel, equipment, food supplies, water, etc.
FEMA had hundreds of thousands of liters of bottled water, along with millions of meals, cots, and blankets stockpiled, which were moved into the region ahead of Sandy. The agency also had President Obama sign disaster declarations before the details of those disasters were fully known. Lieberman says that was important, too, to start the money flowing immediately to local governments and survivors.
You used to have to fill out a lot of paperwork to get eligibility for disaster assistance from the president. Today, they're being much more commonsensical about it.
Federal officials say FEMA has some $3.6 billion in its disaster relief fund and billions more available in other accounts if needed. It's already begun spending that money. Some $19 million has gone out to storm victims to pay for temporary housing. The good reviews of FEMA extend to the agency's leader, Administrator Craig Fugate. Fugate was tapped by President Obama to head the agency after leading Florida's Emergency Management Department. That experience is key, says James Kendra, who heads the Disaster Research Center at the University of Delaware.
FEMA really benefits from having an administrator who's very well versed in the science of disaster, who's very familiar with the disaster research, and because he himself comes from a fire and first response background, has a very high regard for first responders and for the value of local level initiatives.
Fugate has brushed off praise of his agency's performance, saying he won't be satisfied until everybody who needs housing assistance has it and the power is back on. Barry Scanlon, a former FEMA official, now president of WIT Associates, says keeping the bureaucracy at bay will be the true test of FEMA's performance.
The president came out forcefully the other day and said, I do not want any red tape. I don't want any bureaucracy. And hopefully that spirit of partnership and people working together quickly, you know, will stay through the recovery phase. That's not always the case.
And officials know all too well the reviews of FEMA are likely to become less glowing each day that passes, that the lights remain out and people like Deb Smith can't move back into their homes. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.